There are many different things in life that people spend an inordinate amount of time worrying about, and yet by the same token, failing to address. Retirement is one of those things. We're gonna walk through some of the common mistakes and how to get them corrected this week. So this week, we're gonna discuss, again, well-intentioned, but costly retirement mistakes. There's a lot of things focused on maximizing one's retirement, maximizing one's legacy. Right now, we're gonna focus on those things that happen usually right in the moments leading up to retirement or right after retirement, that again, can create permanent impairment of the potential that you have to enjoy your financial life in retirement. Is this an important issue? Well, 67% of Americans, according to a study recently done by Allianz Center for the Future of Retirement, fear running out of money in retirement more than death itself. And since most people have a fair amount of apprehension about the latter, this is a big deal. And yet it's one that people either put their heads in the sand, make big decisions based off coffee table conversations with neighbors, or what they think are good faith guesses, none of which, of course, is the right way to approach something that is not only this significant, but again, so emotionally significant to people as well. First topic, those mistakes that can't be undone, and most notably, we're talking about the very common errors that happen around Social Security. One is the importance of the spouse benefit, and really what we're talking about here is that spouse who maybe doesn't have the same size benefit, and hear time and time again, this person like, well, I just wanted to take it for some fun money. You know, have a little walking around change in my pocket. Not realizing that what could be a very significant benefit, half their spouse's benefit, is now being impaired by them taking their benefit early. Huge mistake, we've shared that. Again, usually, unfortunately, after people have made those elections without us knowing about it, and watch how dejected they get as they realize the thousands of dollars that they've likely cost themselves in retirement. The second is the people who use that anxiety around failing to see a paycheck continue to come in anymore in retirement, and that need to see something arrive, take their Social Security early. Again, not realizing that they're costing themselves about 8% a year in reduced benefit. If you look at a 62-year-old to a 70-year-old, and we'll just use a $2,000 example of a full retirement age benefit, $1,400 at 62, it'd be $2,400 at 70. That's $1,000 a month, or put another way, a 77% increase if one can wait. Looking at your portfolios, there are other ways to get you that proverbial check into your account to, again, make sure in totality we're maximizing the benefit. That's exactly what the team is here to help you do at any time. Second is the timing of mistakes. This just goes to show that, yeah, returns matter, but the order of returns matter. And performance alone is not proper planning. Both these client A, client B, we have that crystal ball to know they're gonna average 10%. They're spending 8% or 80 grand a year off that portfolio. And you can see, first client has a few good years, some middling years, some tough years, plenty of money left in the bank. Client B has the exact same plan, and yet with just a few humble returns up front in terms of declines, suddenly finds themselves 10 years later in a really dire situation. Addressing the sequence of returns risk is a big deal. It's exactly why we built our high income series here at 10 Capital to, again, help create stable cash flow, map that to whatever you're going to spend. Therefore, that same portfolio, all your shares that are year after year, hopefully to be able to take you through that retirement, kick out that longevity of that portfolio. And yet, this is a very important issue that we run into plans as we're taking on clients that has been failed to be addressed over and over. What drives these mistakes for people? I think once you point out, hey, you should probably create whatever money you're gonna spend, and you should really make sure you're maximizing your Social Security benefits before you make any elections. That all sounds really obvious after the fact. And just like Daniel Kahneman, who won his Nobel Prize years ago, has deduced, so many of our decisions are being made on an emotional level, a subconscious level. As I alluded to above, some of those, the desire to see guaranteed income, getting that Social Security check maybe a little bit sooner than one actually needs to replace that paycheck that's not showing up. Fear of outliving assets, talked about that up front. That fear can drive people to do all sorts of things that may not be productive. Another one is just greed or an overemphasis of growth, that failure to understand that transition between accumulation and distribution phases of one's life. Doesn't mean you still can't have growth vehicles within your portfolio, but it does mean really taking the time to address the distribution. How are you going to fund, besides hope of what the market may do, that retirement is critically, critically important. So it is the possible solution, as we talked above, steady cash flow. We talk about the three lenses in which to evaluate a portfolio. How much do you own? What are all the different shares of things you own? What do they pay you? Is that income stream stable? And then what are they worth? That's the thing that we classically look at as investors. Of course that matters, but the first two are really how you ensure a greater longevity within a portfolio. If you're not having to liquidate part of your portfolio off all the time to help supplement your needs, but rather those shares, that ownership pays you the income you need, well then you can ride through a lot of those tough markets with a lot, not only more financial confidence, but just peace of mind knowing that you've got that plan made. So in summary, the benefits of addressing this, really taking in things from a totality. One, solid start. If you can avoid needing to liquidate your holdings, which you're gonna have to do mathematically, if you're not creating the cash flow that you wanna spend, you're having to sell something to supplement it, that helps get you off to a solid start. And as you saw back in that example between client A and client B, solid starts, whether they're from a planning perspective or a portfolio perspective, are important. Two, that ability to use your portfolios to then help you maximize your Social Security benefit, huge long-term values that, particularly as people are living longer and longer into their retirements. Three, helping address that anxiety that goes up when the paycheck disappears. Understanding the strategy you have, understanding how you, again, help create that proverbial pension for yourself to address and replace that paycheck is important. It also helps, and this is a video for another time, I'll likely have one of my colleagues address, which is underspending in retirement. Sometimes that fear of running out of money, we see this over and over again with people, leads them to live a much smaller lifestyle than they could have lived, whether that's giving money, traveling, gifting to their heirs while they're still here. We don't wanna see that any more than we wanna see people run out of money. We wanna see you maximize all these efforts you've worked a lifetime to build. And of course then create a great estate plan to pass it to those that you want to. With that, thank you so much for watching. We're here all the time to help walk through any of these various aspects with you or those you care about. Thanks so much.
Ten Capital is a group comprised of investment professionals registered with Hightower Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Some investment professionals may also be registered with Hightower Securities, LLC, member FINRA, and SIPC. Advisory services are offered through Hightower Advisors, LLC. Securities are offered through Hightower Securities, LLC. This is not an offer to buy or sell securities. No investment process is free of risk, and there is no guarantee that the investment process or the investment opportunities referenced herein will be profitable. Past performance is neither indicative nor a guarantee of future results. The investment opportunities referenced herein may not be suitable for all investors. All data or other information referenced herein is from sources believed to be reliable. Any opinions, news, research, analyses, prices, or other data or information contained in this presentation is provided as general market commentary and does not constitute investment advice. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates make no representations or warranties, express or implied as to the accuracy or completeness of the information, or for statements or errors or omissions, or results obtained from the use of this information. Ten Capital and Hightower Advisors, LLC assume no liability for any action made or taken in reliance on or relating in any way to this information. The information is provided as of the date referenced in the document. Such data and other information are subject to change without notice. This document was created for informational purposes only. The opinions expressed herein are solely those of the authors and do not represent those of Hightower Advisors, LLC, or any of its affiliates.